Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 16 and pregnant. Tonight's host is Mari Fagel. Joining Mari will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Maria Kanellis, Isabel Mora, Courtney Stewart, and Ed Bowling. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 16 and pregnant news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Mari Fagel!
Hi, everyone. I can't wait to talk about this week's episode, which was dramatic as ever, and I'm very excited to have a special co-host joining us, Maria. Can you tell us why you're joining the 16 and Pregnant crew tonight, and more about you?
Well, I'm joining tonight because I just became a fan of the show, and I wanted to come in and talk to you guys about it.
Aww.
Yay.
I love how all
well,
the
we're very excited
again.
To have you on the show, and we'll be interested to see whether Ed has someone joining his ranks or if you're going to join the girls again, because we get into some debates on this show, and Ed usually is the one by himself, right?
Yeah, I have a lot to say this time, and I have no problem being my own island again. Yeah, I have no problem.
Oh, you're used to it.
Yep.
You're always your own island.
Always by myself.
Every show you do.
No, wait a minute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very excited to have the whole crew together to talk about this episode with Cleandra and Ed. I'm looking forward to hearing your strong opinions that you said you had. So let's get right into it. Let me give a little introduction, and we always talk about why we think MTV chose this girl in particular, and so let's start out with that. Cleandra, she's a dancer. She wants to study physical therapy, and her boyfriend is Mario. He lives right across the street, so he's her neighbor. A little love story there, and the reason why I personally think Cleandra was chosen was the fact that her sister, who's only a couple years older than her, also had a baby at 17. So what did you guys think about that?
Well, I have a question actually already. If we're talking about, you know, each time why they were chosen, is it that there's like this plethora of, you know, 16-year-old pregnant girls that they're just picking and choosing one out of 100?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there's lots of pregnant teenagers.
Do we know how many applicants there are? Is that statistic available?
That statistic's not available, but 40 girls per 1,000 teenage girls will be teenage pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
And have babies.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, there's
And all of them are applying for MTV's 16
and
pregnant.
Most of them probably are.
Right?
Yeah. But 3 out of 10 girls will become pregnant at least once before the time they turn 20.
Three out of ten.
Off of what Danielle said in her conversation with us last week, just to remind our listeners, Danielle, who was in last week's episode, called in, and we asked her a couple questions, and she said that she applied online, and then MTV called her back, and she didn't think she would be chosen. So from what she said, I feel like there's probably a lot of applicants. And because each girl that they've chosen this season kind of has something that makes them different, it leads me to believe that they have a plethora of people to choose from, and then they choose the kind of stories with a twist. What I thought was the twist was her sister, right?
Yeah, of course, there's that. And then we've got, again, Middle America or Bible Belt or Southern, whatever you want to call it, where it's got these just amazing circumstances where I think there was like 43 people in that house.
Yes.
And you know, so and just dad and son and the other one.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, so. I mean, let me ask you guys this. Is the girl that's pregnant usually so just focused? Because this girl seemed very focused.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she was like, oh, I can't do anything now. Right. She was focused. Even when Mario was like, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. She was like, okay, I got to take care of the baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it usually so focused?
Yeah.
But I think it also had to do with her being the second mommy to her mm-hmm. niece. So it's something we've never seen before. And we have someone who's actually been a mom way before she even got pregnant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I think it actually is usually the girl really kind of gets hit harder with the reality than the dad in these cases, because in every circumstance we've seen the dad sort of escape. We've never seen the dad, you know, the young dad, really stay in there and just forsake all of what he wants and do what the mom needs. We just haven't seen
well,
that yet.
Well, he did though. He left the military and he was like, okay,
he
I
did
have
some
to stay.
Stuff.
Yeah,
but we're going to talk about it.
He left the military and went home to sleep.
But it is interesting.
I didn't think
mostly...
this would happen this early in the show, but Ed, I already have to disagree with you because I don't think it's always the case that the mom stepped up immediately. Like, I know the phrase is mom becomes a mom the second she's pregnant, and then the dad wants the baby once they give birth.
Yes.
But as she was saying, she said her sister didn't step up, and that's why she was taking so much care of her niece. Her sister said she was partying too much in the beginning, going out, and she had to learn to calm down. So I don't think that they're always mature. I think that Cleandra specifically was mature, Isabel, I agree with you, because she helped raise her niece and she had that practice.
Brings up an interesting point. Do we think that maybe this, the fact that she's on TV also had a factor? Because, you know, the other sister that, you know, we saw in the beginning, she was just kind of leaving her daughter with the mom, with the grandma and her sister instead of being there all the time. But my point was that I think most of the cases, Maria, to your what you said, the young lady is sort of more focused than what you might think.
It seems like MTV is selecting girls that are not the party girls and the ones like Cleandra's sister would have been to step out. Because I've watched 16 and Pregnant for a while. Mm-hmm. There's only one person that comes to mind that in terms of the female who had the baby and kind of didn't give up her life maybe in the way that she should have to take care of a baby. And that was
Janelle.
Last season. So I think that's an actual choice on MTV's part, because I'm pretty sure, I mean, I'd assume if they get a buttload of applicants, they probably get some of the girls that their lifestyles would not necessarily lend themselves to being the best mom after they're done. But for some reason, they seem to pick the girls that, oh, I was on dance team, or I was head cheerleader, and I was doing so well in school, and I was doing this. And I mean, I guess maybe they're trying to make a point.
Yeah, and I
agree. They might
decide after they shoot a little bit whether they're going to air it, I would say, too. Because Danielle from last week was categorized as party girl, and you know, but she stopped.
Yeah.
She totally stopped, and she was, you know, when she called in, that was one of my things to her. Was I said, you know what, I think that you were faced with just this impossible circumstance, and you were really mature about it, and you stepped up, and you know, it was great. But anyway, go ahead, Maury.
So I want to ask you about something else that was a first timer this season. Besides this whole, her sister already was 16 and pregnant, this was the first time this season that abortion was discussed, which I thought was interesting, because sometimes I wonder why it's not discussed more often, and maybe why they didn't, these other moms didn't consider it, or at least it didn't enter the conversation. But here, they were talking about how in the beginning she agreed to get an abortion, and then it was a little confusing because she was saying that she had to have her mom's consent because she was a minor, so her mom did give consent, but I guess in the end they decided against it. But I was happy to see that there was an honest conversation about that, because that's something that most of these girls who get pregnant, that have to like enter into their mind at some point.
Yeah, but you know what? I think a lot of people don't like talking about it after they've made the decision that they're not going to have an abortion. It's almost like really bad karma to continue talking about it. Or not bad karma, that's not the word I was looking for. But like, it just gives that in your body. You just
creepy.
Don't, right. It's like after you make that decision of, okay, this is what I'm going to go through, you know, then it's like people don't even want to talk about it after that.
Yeah,
especially on camera.
Yeah,
and then the baby someday will see this.
Yeah, and then the baby's there, and you see the baby, and you know, then it's like unthinkable to think how could I, you know, how could I not have had this in my life?
Yeah, but I'm sure if they caught them at the beginnings of their pregnancies, we'd see much more like, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? Or whatever. But we come in the last, usually what, the last 6 weeks is sort of the time period. So at that point, I think it, I definitely agree that I wouldn't be bringing that up very often.
Yeah. I mean, I would stay far, far away from that. And you know what, too? Like, the mom kept saying, oh, I had a big old box of condoms and I had this and I had that. But really, you already have one in the house. Yeah. So it's kind of like, and they say it's contagious. Do you think that was the case here?
Good question. I mean, she was the mom, like she said, it was a little confusing. I agree with Mari, because the mom was saying all this stuff about, you know, I was down with prevention and I was, it didn't matter if you were having sex, I just wanted you to do it the right way. And then she gets pregnant and then they say she wanted to have an abortion. But then the daughter said something about, we went, he had the money and everything, but then we couldn't do it because there was no parental signature. And so I didn't understand. Does that mean that the mom didn't know that they were going to get the abortion first? You know, do we know?
I don't think that was clear.
Well, you know what I was reading online that I thought was interesting was people were saying they were confused because it sounded like the mom gave her consent. But some people online were saying that this just goes to show you, I don't know how they phrase it, but basically that the rules that are so stiff about abortion are another thing that's like preventing more people from doing it. Like the fact that she had to go to a judge and get parental consent and all of this are more barriers from more girls considering it. That's what some people online were saying.
Wow.
Well, the abortion debate is its own
debate within
itself.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so quiet.
I don't know if you want to delve into that or not, but yeah, that's a tough. I mean, I don't know what the legal rules are in wherever. Where were they anyway? In the South somewhere? Because her accent was really Mississippi. Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm guaranteeing a Mississippi parental consent.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
the mom
difficult.
Probably had to be there and
holding hands
and everything. So, and the dad probably had to sign off on it too. I don't know, but I mean, you know, they decided they obviously wanted to keep it. Oh,
but
I'm saying that's why I think it was interesting, and I'm glad that MTV included it in the conversation finally, because that is. A lot of girls, and they showed like once or twice, or just one time in the last 3 seasons that a girl adopted, and they showed that one other option, and I think they should show that option again in a girl doing that. And the other option that girls have is abortion, and I know it makes people uncomfortable, but, and I guess an episode with someone having, and I just think, and that might be difficult to find a girl, but I really do think that they should do an episode with abortion, because it shows the different options. Why are they just showing this one
option? I think it goes
several different options.
I think they would be more concerned about, the bottom line is abortion is very polarizing, and I think that if their goal, I don't work for MTV, so I don't know what their goal is, but I assume their goal is to reach as many people as possible. And if they're, I mean, like Ed said earlier, like a lot of these people are middle America, Bible Belt country. These aren't really generally politically the areas that are going to be accepting of abortion. And I would think that if you get into too much topic about abortion, that's just an issue that's going to cut this show in half. Like, it's going to cut the legs from the show right away.
Right, but they were, I mean, they spoke, the mom and the daughter spoke so matter-of-factly about it. And it was like, I was going to get an abortion, and the mom was like, I was cool with that.
Right.
And
it's almost better that they did.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter was, as the baby's coming, and they had decided on it, and they already had plans to do it. But one scary fact, and probably why MTV has stayed away from it, is 7.2 girls that get pregnant under the age of 20 don't get any prenatal care. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to even deal with it. So if girls are so scared to even go and get care, at least MTV can show, okay, if you're not going to get care and you're still going to have the baby, this was what you can do.
Yeah.
This is how people deal with it. Good, bad, or indifferent, at least you're not alone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anything, it's better to, you know, get that number of 7.2 down to nothing, and to where all girls are getting prenatal care. And I know that the government is actually trying to do more and more things so that girls can go and get the care that they need, because you have high blood pressure, like a higher risk of having high blood pressure and also preeclampsia if you're under the age of 20. So, I mean, that's two things that are very scary. So at least you can see what people can do.
So you mean those things are there's a higher risk if you don't get the prenatal care and vitamins and all that stuff?
It's all of it. It's all of it. I mean, even if you do get the care, you still have those problems if you're not careful. Right. So
preeclampsia can kill you. So
yeah, that's like, my sister-in-law had it.
Yeah.
So it's a very scary thing. But, you know, those I think that, you know, that's abortion is its own thing. But what they are showing is like, okay, these are all discussions that we've had. We can talk about this. We can talk about, you know, the care that's going to happen. And that's nice to see.
I saw a bonus package, or I think it was the after show for Danielle from last week. And where they interview on MTV.com. You can watch it. They interview the girl. And she gave kind of a more detailed description of her experience when she became pregnant. And that one included, she said, I went to the clinic to get my birth control pills. And they have to test me to see if I'm pregnant before they give them. When they tested her, she found out she was pregnant. And, then she said this. She said, so instead of walking out with my birth control pills, I walked out with my prenatal vitamins and a How to Be a Mommy booklet.
Yeah.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah.
That's intense. Oof.
But that I think that was exactly what you're saying they needed to hear. Because to me, honestly, I didn't even think about that. Like, yeah, you know what? The first thing you need to do is go see a doctor so you can get these things that you need.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they said, you know, that was good.
Well, Maria, I'm loving having you on this show because you're bringing so much more information and statistics to us, and definitely an even more interesting conversation. So I'm appreciating all of that. And in addition to abortion, the other thing I thought that was different about this episode, before I kind of get into the drama between their relationship, one thing that stood out to me was the friends idea.
Yeah.
I feel like in other episodes, the girls are ostracized from their friends because they're pregnant. And I was very happily surprised to see in this episode the friends really rallied around them. The friends planned her baby shower. They were in the hospital with her.
Yeah, that's
his friends were in the hospital. What did you guys think of that?
No, it was great to see. And it does seem like it was different than all the other ones. Yeah. No, it was very, very interesting.
I think usually when you're on like a dance team or you're on a, you know, some kind of group, that's probably helpful, because they still are your friends, even though you're getting a big old belly, you know, they're still your friends as long as you keep them as your friends. And that was cool that they did stay as friends.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. So let's get into the main drama of the show, which was very similar to the debate last week, which was where to live. At the father's house or at the mother's house. And Mario wanted to live in his home because he thought there was too much commotion going on at her home with all of the siblings and the niece, and he didn't want her to be raising two kids. So I can see his side, but I always lean towards the side of it's better to be with the mother and at her home. What did you guys think?
Oh, man.
Ed obviously has an opinion.
Go, Ed, go. Okay. Go.
So first of all, the one of the things that really hit home for me, or really I just kind of noticed this time was, and I noticed it last time, but more so this time, we're dealing with children who still have to ask mommy and daddy permission for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I've had a tendency to see a woman having a baby and think, okay, she's got to live her life, take care of, she's going to have to get, you know, a job, whatever. And I, you know, and so she, you know, if they want to live together, they can live together. If they don't want to, I keep forgetting the fact that, you know, they're not even adults, and so they can't just do whatever they want, right? So that's one thing that they're having a discussion and they're arguing about it, and it's not even up to them. Okay, the mom from last week said, I'm not going to let my 16-year-old daughter go live with her boyfriend. Then I'm a bad mom, right? So anyway, there's that. But in this particular case where the dad wants what he wants and Cleandra wants what she wants, my biggest gripe here was not about the fact that the dad didn't have the right to be with his child, but the fact that, dude, your girlfriend just had a baby. do whatever the hell she needs you to do. And do not complain. And if she needs help with that child, sleep on the floor, do whatever it is that she needs, because she just had your child, okay? So I felt that although he has a right to you know, make his request, and so I felt that he was completely ill-timed. And I was mm-hmm. so disappointed that he was, on the first night the baby's home, mm-hmm. he's arguing with her about where they're going to stay. It was just so bad.
She's got to be exhausted.
Oh. Hey, shut that kid up. No, so
she's got to be exhausted. And then he's like, I'm going home. You're what?
Like, how is what he thinks or feels or needs at all a factor on that day?
Well, not on that day.
How could it be? How could it be, like, in the first month?
Okay, Ed, but how old are you? We're forgetting we're dealing with kids here.
No. That's the argument. That is the argument that, you know, although he did that and I don't agree with it, it's because of his age and his immaturity.
But he's still 19.
Yeah, he's 19. We're focusing on they couldn't even decide where to live, or they couldn't even decide on a name. Did we forget that? I was sitting there like, what? This is the first episode where, you know, when they're talking about, and we're pregnant and we have named the baby. It was like, and we're having an it and we don't have a name. And I was, for somebody that was so... Mm-hmm. on track and trying to do the right thing. I'm like, you haven't decided a name and your baby's due in a few weeks. That was shocking to me. So when they started arguing about where to live, it's like, okay, you can't even decide on a name. I'm sure this is going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though I can't.
But I'm just wondering, do you guys think it would, which home is better to raise a baby, in your opinion? His home or her home?
Well, I think that's hard to say, because based on what we saw, I'm not defending him at all, because he obviously, once she was like, I'm not ready to do this, like, he should have left it alone. Yes. But what I thought we got little sprinkles of that we didn't really have a full picture of is what was going on in her house.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that he was expressing concern about what her brother and sister do and bring up in the house. And I think that the mom is obviously fairly open, and some things have obviously happened in that family, and the older sister already has a child. And I think he was legitimately concerned about some safety issues, some random people coming in the house. There was one point where they were like doing a beer pong party in the garage and that kind of thing. And I think
thought that was cool, but go ahead.
I mean, it was cool if he was there, but if they got shady characters coming up in there, and he's got a newborn baby and she's taking care of the niece. And so I think that he didn't express his concern in the best way possible.
Right.
But I think that we also didn't get a full picture of what was really going on in her house and why
Quite
he was
possible.
So mm-hmm. diametrically opposed. So he didn't even want the sister and brother to watch the kid for a few hours.
Okay, but once you have a situation where the mom is now not going to comply, and the mom's mom is not going to say okay, then daddy, you got
to
go stay there.
He needs to ease up. I agree.
If there's any danger there, then go protect.
You need to still be there, and that's
you know,
your job.
And she got to go to the bathroom. You hold the baby instead of her giving it to the sister that you don't trust, or the brother that you don't like his friends.
That's what nullified his, I'm going to go home and go to sleep.
It also seemed like, Cleandra. It also seemed like she was concerned about leaving the little niece. It was like,
she didn't want
to
leave.
We didn't get much into it. We didn't get to find out more, but to me, it was like, she doesn't want to leave. She understands. And she kept saying, I understand. We need to be together. I want us to be together, but I don't think it's the right time right now for my niece. And that was a great step. Here she is again showing how mature she is, and she understands this little girl counts on her.
And he didn't even, at some point at the end,
of the episode, she did ask, can she come spend the night a few nights? And
he's like, no. Yeah,
what's
I was, you disgusting
we're talking
human
about.
Being. That was an awful one.
Yeah, he had this weird thing where he was a really good, calm communicator.
Right.
And when he talked, it was kind of like, you know, oh, this must be a reasonable guy.
Right.
But the words that were coming out of his mouth were just like, dude, what the hell are you thinking? You know, you can't just because you got this girl pregnant, you can't just take her out and, you know, and just put her in a box somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And in the end, she is 16 and maybe she don't want to live with her boyfriend. So she's not ready for that.
Yeah,
like,
the
relationship.
She has her bed, too. She has her family there
and things
that she's
that make
used
her comfortable.
To, you know,
right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean,
yeah,
and
so let's talk about Mario a little bit more and some of those shocking words that came out of his mouth. Some of the quotes I wrote down was when she asked him to come over and he's playing video games at his home and he says, I don't feel like doing anything. And then he doesn't, he doesn't want to stay in her home, and he gives the excuse of, does it make sense that I want to get sleep? And it's like, does he not see what she's going through? I couldn't understand his caring so much about who watched the baby, but then not being involved himself.
Yeah, oh, 100%. It was just, I think it was just a testament to his immaturity. Why was he so okay with being so stubborn so early on without taking into consideration the mom's needs and desires? And it was just really, I was disgusted with what he was doing, because mm-hmm. it was really true. It was really clear that he was not putting her needs first.
No,
well, there's
not
plenty
at all.
Of grown men that don't right. do that. So yeah. I guess we shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Right. 19-year-old, you should. Yeah, Ed, come
yeah.
on.
Well, okay, so
yes, it sucks. We agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, then somebody talk to him
you.
Then.
You need to talk yeah. to my brother.
Well,
okay.
it was nice
men.
To yeah. see the two moms sit him down.
I'm glad they brought them
together. Come on.
That was great.
What's going on
so
here?
Good.
It was amazing.
Yes, wasn't that amazing?
Before we get to that, because that was something that made me really happy, but it came at the end of the episode after all this drama, so I want to talk a little bit more about the drama, because not only was it him not being involved enough, but then him caring so much about who watched the baby, he didn't want Kylie to be around her siblings and got really upset when her brother and her sister watched the baby, yet he wasn't getting involved. So what did you think? Does he have a say? Does he have a right to say that when he's not even there watching?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
he does.
He has. Remember, by default, without a court order, father and mommy and daddy share legal custody of the child. Right. Legal custody is the power to decide who your child is with. That's one of the things that you get just by because you're genetically the baby's parent. So yeah, he does have the right. And actually, that part I felt like okay, probably most young guys that's where they would falter. They would. Baby's not there, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe okay. that's why he wanted him, or he wanted her at the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's part of it.
Because he's like, I'm here, so I'm being a good dad. Mm-hmm. No, not necessarily.
Right.
Got to get up and change diapers and
bottle,
have a bottle.
She spent the night. Did she leave in the middle of the
she
night?
She left early.
Okay, I had to rewind that part.
Up.
Like, oh, I missed a part. Oh, wait, no. Yes. She just got up and left.
I was very pleased because I was like, really? When she was trying to wake him up and he wouldn't get up, I was like, good, get out. Just
get
leave.
Out.
Yeah, and because guess what? If she went and knocked on her mama's door, mama said, what do you need?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. You know, and so what you going to do? Stay with somebody where you can't even wake him up when you're shaking him? No, you have to leave. You got to go. It's across
screaming.
The street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway. Yeah, so,
you know, I just kind of thought it was sad. I felt so bad when she was talking about the babysitting plan they devised for when she went back to school, and the baby was literally scheduled to be with five different relatives on different days.
Yeah,
and while I think it's wonderful that all these relatives got involved,
it sucks.
That was the worst babysitting schedule I ever saw in my life.
It sucks.
But
that's
it
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was. She
that
was
poor
taking
little
care.
Child.
That's how it went, and my
brother and my sister-in-law.
As long as it was consistent every 5 days, it's
and consistent. Consistently inconsistent.
Daycare is expensive.
So you do what you have to do, and that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I guess, I always go back to the money. I'm like, I guess they just got money to just have stuff everywhere. I mean, they're not taking, baby stroller carriages and bassinets and beds and all these different houses.
Mama and mama's boyfriend are at the same house, and then mom was at the same house as dad.
But
sister was the only other one.
No. Oh, and then mom around the corner,
his mom
that's how far to go.
That's where she lives.
And then up over yonder by Pookie on Mississippi
it wasn't
Avenue.
That many people.
She had him for 2 hours on Sunday.
It wasn't that bad.
And then and then the ice cream man had the baby for like 3 minutes on
it
Saturday.
It was his mom. He had the baby on Tuesday.
But they know the baby. They all know the baby real well though, and the baby feels comfortable. And
members.
It's consistent. The ice cream man come every time.
Family members.
It was all family, all family that everybody trusted.
Right.
And
that's too much. That's too much switching around.
But people have jobs.
Okay.
Like they had
to
go.
Things.
They're in high school. They don't have money to be paying for childcare.
I don't mind that it takes a village to raise a child. That's fine. Okay. Can I be over here and not like the baby schedule? Is that
okay
with you?
No.
Please? Is that all right?
But I don't understand your reasoning.
I don't love the baby schedule. But if it's a means to an end. and the end meaning that she gets her diploma
exactly.
and that she finishes school,
she's not
then
out
I
partying.
Agree
she's
with
not.
It.
It's not ideal. It's right. not ideal, but it works, and it's a safe situation.
Okay. All I'm saying is the not ideal part. That's all. That's
but
it.
That's not what you said.
That's all the part I'm saying.
So then you
that's
should
it.
Were making
the not ideal part. But okay. I will say this. I was not uncomfortable with any of the caregivers. Like I was scared every time the dad in the last episode even act like he wanted to touch the baby. I was like, good. Don't let him touch the baby because he's going to run off with it and fall down. Something was wrong, you know.
I'm glad your fears
actually,
were taken
the
care
episode
of.
Before last. But anyway.
We're glad they settled
and then,
your fears.
Yes. Glad.
That's what it is. Talk about how often MTV, we think, isn't showing us the whole story or there's something we're not getting. I'm feeling that there has to be some reason why he's so uncomfortable with her brother and her sister watching the baby. Like, because he wasn't uncomfortable with other relatives, so I want to know what it is about them. I'm guessing maybe the sister is a partier because that was kind of inferred, but I'm wondering what's wrong with them that he's so worried about them.
Yeah, well, I guess that's why we mentioned earlier there was the
beer that's what we don't
pong
know.
I mean, I think they just alluded to the fact that they've obviously sort of been partiers and doing maybe some inappropriate, perhaps illegal things, and he just probably didn't want his child to have to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. if he was going to do
I mean,
that,
we don't know
then,
specifically, yeah. you know. But
if he's going to do that and be like, okay, you're going to stay over here, then when she does come over and make an effort, move all the crap, move the baby, move
yes.
this, move that.
Yeah.
And like, do something.
He should have done something. And he also should have suggested, like, I mean, I assume if she's got this schedule, like the fact that he didn't even know, like she had a final and she randomly, like that should have been something they had already talked about. Like, hey, honey, I got to take this test. The baby needs to be watched. Can you watch the baby? No. Well, can this person? No. Well, can my mom? You can call my mom. Like, she act like she didn't even know that was an option. Like, I can call your mom by myself. Like, I can just call her. And he was like, yeah, well, I'll call her and let her know.
Oh.
So it seemed like that communication wasn't
okay, now,
bad.
On that one, I'm going to attribute that one to the mama. And I'm even going to
say... I don't like his mama.
No, I'm talking about to the baby mama.
Oh.
To Cleandra. And I'm going to suggest the possibility that she knew that it was going to upset him.
Probably.
And number one, that's why she and you know, they don't communicate. Every time they talk, it's like she's okay. I watched the post interview for her too. Okay, mm-hmm. and she mm-hmm. said that her as of today, her and Mario are still together, but she is so exhausted and with arguing all the time, and she's like, I'm at a point where I'm just ready to give up because we just argue all the time, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired, just tired of doing it, and so I think that a little bit of that was what was going on. It's like, what's she gonna do? Call him and tell him about the baby's date? No, because she don't want to because they're going to fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when she says, okay, I'm going to leave the baby with my sister because she's right here and it's easy, then he's going to get all involved and say, no, you got to take him to my mama or I got to call him. And then it's an ordeal.
And then it's an argument again.
But it's still a 16-year-old move because she hadn't even mm-hmm. asked her sister. She was like, oh, you're here. I got to go take a test right now. Can
totally
you watch
agree.
My baby?
Uh-huh.
Totally
like,
agree.
Well, what were you going to do if your sister wasn't there? Or what if she said, nah, dude, I thought you were going to watch Zyra?
Yeah.
Then she would have been.
Now, Courtney, I heard you say that you didn't like his mom. So I want to talk about their parents because, for once, I actually really liked the mom in that they got involved. When they saw that their children were arguing, they brought them together and worked on a compromise because they wanted to see their relationship work. And they came to a compromise that he will sleep over there a few nights. And the end of the episode ended up on a good note, and Ed, you mentioned that they're still fighting and arguing, but I appreciated that the parents made the effort. So, Courtney, why didn't you like his mom?
I like that they came together at the end. I wasn't really referring to that. I was kind of referring to earlier points in the episode where there seemed to be some obvious tension mm-hmm. and issues between the mom and the baby mama.
I don't want to be called grandma. Don't call me grandma.
The whole grandma thing was...
Call me Yaya, which means grandma.
But then, and it just, I don't know, you could, since it's just a personality thing, I'm sure that they, you know, I don't know her, so I don't really not like her, but I didn't get a good vibe from her, and I felt like Cleandra's energy was very different and uncomfortable around her. And I felt like the baby daddy didn't really help mitigate that at all. Mm-hmm. And I just, and the sister, they were very aggressive too.
Right.
The sister and
like,
the mom.
Do you want to share?
God, they
do you
sure
want to share?
They were
names?
Very aggressive. And Cleandra seems very passive and very like, I'm just trying to do what I can do to get through. And everybody else felt like they were kind of, her on his side at least, sort of
and,
jumping on her and trying to make her do
and
things.
And he would be in a good mood after Twilight was thrown out there. So you
oh
don't like Twilight?
No.
Well, and it's too, like...
But what did you guys think about the mom at the end?
the mom at the end.
Which mom?
Oh, the
just like the two moms coming together to work on their children's relationship. Mario's mom and Leandra's mom.
I think we would all agree that we loved what we saw there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was like just the one of the best family, you know, getting together, focused things to do, mm-hmm. because they came at it really real. They said, look, if you want to try to make this work, then you got to try to make it work. Mm-hmm. If you don't, that's fine. The baby is the baby, and we're going to all support the baby. But and then to see the mom that, you know, Mara's mom, mm-hmm. actually stand up for
why
Cleandra,
the baby. Yeah, that was
and
nice.
Said, no, hold on, Mario, I got to take her. It was so, it was such a good taste of reality. I appreciated it so much. And, I was just disappointed in Mario that it took his mama to ask him, dude, can you stay over 2 days? How about that? Can you do that?
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, all right, Ma.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. What you know, why did your mama have to tell you to do that?
Because he's a kid. Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, though.
He's immature.
Still a baby.
Anyway, we like
babies
that,
Mara. Raising babies.
We like that. But were you going to say something?
The reason I bring it up is because I think it's so rare. This is one of the first times I've seen both parents come together. I mean, do you remember a couple episodes back with Jennifer and Josh? And, like, the parents hated him, and neither of the parents had any contact with each other. And so seeing the parents come together for this couple was refreshing for a show like this.
Yeah, very much so.
It was nice.
And the name was nice that they came up with. Kylie Sue.
Kylie Sue.
I like the name they finally came up with, because Twilight was, I was not having that.
Yeah, it was it was very crazy and stuff.
Before we get into our news and gossip, is there anything you want to add before our commercial break?
No, I don't think I have anything.
Are you sure, Ed?
I'll remember.
Okay, then let's go to commercial and then discuss news and gossip.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on. AfterBuzz TV News.
So I love this first piece of news. So Cleandra's older sister, the one who we saw, it was inferred that she partied a lot, she's actually a singer. Her name is Dee Monroe. Her real name is Verica, but she's affiliated with Petty B Promotions, and she goes by the stage name Dee Monroe. She bills herself as the new Monroe of the new Memphis. It was Memphis that they were from, not Mississippi. And according to her Facebook page, she will be releasing Beauty and the Beat, her mixtape Volume 1, soon.
Okay.
Well, good for her. Sing, sing, sing. Mm-hmm.
Teddy B, is that
she's
like...
cute. Memphis is a good place to be for all that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Maybe she can get a career going and take care of her baby.
Or hire an Eddie.
Yeah, but you guys had to see these pictures of her online, these promotional pictures on her Facebook page, where I can understand why maybe she had a hard time adjusting to having a baby, because she was not wearing many clothes.
Oh, got it.
Oh, well, was that before or after the baby?
I think that's more why she got pregnant.
That's maybe why she got pregnant.
I think that's how she dresses for her Dee Monroe look. And then I hate talking about this because I feel like this makes it into news and gossip every single week. But yet again, another arrest with a former 16 and pregnant star. This is a star of one of last season's, Josh Drummond. He's been arrested for stealing from his own mother. He's presently sitting in jail hoping to be bailed out. According to TMZ, he stole 5 checks from his mom and forged her signature on each of them.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
Do we know what he bought?
That's a federal offense.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's a felony.
He forged her identity.
Oh, my God. I know a guy who did that to buy pizza.
Oh, beast.
What do you think?
They can check on your friends.
And he went. And he went to jail for it. Oh, well, he got arrested. And wow, he went to. He got did a federal pizza crime. Oh my God, I didn't know that.
But the sad thing reading about this arrest online is it's just like people were saying, there's very few people who've been on 16 and pregnant who have not been arrested.
Oh, really?
That's true.
I mean, how many times do we talk about this from
maybe
the season about people getting arrested?
Maybe that's one of the criteria that she was talking about. Has your baby daddy been arrested yet?
Mm-hmm. Extra drama.
Maybe.
Make the show more interesting, supposedly.
And some people were saying online that because it's because of the fame going to their head. I don't know what it is, but something is going on with these
I don't think the fame's going
so
to their head. They don't seem like the fame is the issue. It seems like most of them were borderline on the route to criminality
already,
even when they were on 16 and pregnant. I mean, you get a baby, you have no real job, you have no education, you live in the middle of nowhere. Like, your statistics and possibilities of doing something illegal and ending up in jail are pretty high.
There's a statistic, too, that 64% of unwed teenage pregnancies to dropouts, they live in poverty.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and poverty and crime go hand in hand.
And I don't remember the number, but it was somewhere above, like, 60%, like, end up with a second baby before the age of 21.
Yeah, there is. I don't know.
So, I can't remember the number, but it's ridiculously high. So, add more kids to the mix and poverty, then, you know, illegal activity is right around the corner.
Except when you talk about poverty, and we've talked about it on this show so many times before, I'm not sure how much that applies to these girls because they get paid by MTV. And while MTV told Danielle last week that she couldn't discuss finances with us and how she gets paid, when she gets paid, and how much, but clearly these girls are getting some financial support.
Some, I guess. But in two years?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it's 60 grand,
it 60,
I mean...
60, right.
60 grand for one, you? How long? That's not going to last very long.
That's nothing. Mm-hmm.
If you're smart, it'll last a few years. If you're not smart and you don't, and not just not smart, I should say ignorant, because people don't know how to deal with money.
Yeah.
And if you're just handed $65,000 and you're used to having nothing, you don't know what to do with it. And you usually don't do good things with it. You don't generally do positive things with it. So along with the money they slipping over to them, maybe they should educate them on what to do with the money too.
Right.
Well, in happier news, we have a contender for Teen Mom 3. There are rumors swirling that Jordan Ward, who was the twin sister on the first episode this season, will be part of Teen Mom 3. And the reason why is she married her baby daddy, Brian, in January. And MTV filmed it, but they did not include it in the show or in her after show.
Okay.
And Brian has since joined the Air Force and moved to California to attend school, and Jordan will soon be following him there. But the fact that MTV filmed this wedding and didn't include it or mention it anywhere leads people to believe that they're saving it for Teen Mom 3.
Well, good for them. They seem like they're trying to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a good couple.
They seem like they're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Teen Mom 3.
Yeah. I have to say, actually, Jordan was my favorite of the season, and I know we're only five in, but she was my favorite.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
But does anyone else have favorites before we get into our predictions for next week?
Who's got a favorite pregnant girl?
Another post-interview I watched was, oh my God, what was her name? The one who was getting all straight A's, the one before last, anybody remember?
Jamie,
I think. And the one who had her boyfriend, Ryan, who was the guy who was, like, partying and drunk all the time. And, you know, and he cheated on her. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what was interesting. She was one of my favorites, but if you look at her post-interview, she has gone through such an amazing makeover. Her hair is done. She has lost weight.
Oh, wow. Who do you think is hot?
Look, what I'm trying to tell you is... that as far as the whole fame going ahead, she looks like somebody who is now a celebrity. Really does, okay? And, by the way, to add to that little episode, she mentioned that when the interviewer asked her, said, why was Ryan late to your birth? Because remember when we saw him, he was all hungover
and crazy.
And she said he wasn't late because he was partying. It was late because he was sleeping with the other girl. And so somehow I guess she got, you know, she started to tear up and everything because it still mattered to her. But anyway, that's my
So that's your favorite?
That's my little addendum. She was.
This is what I have to say about Jamie. And the reason she's not my favorite is because it was then revealed last week in our news and gossip that she's been arrested for attacking a girl. And I've seen her Facebook page. And you're right, Ed. She really has kind of gone through a transformation. She just posted her prom pictures and she like looks totally different. But I do think the fame did kind of go to her head. And this is such a weird aspect of the show. But they show her, she posted some pictures of her in Los Angeles for the Dr. Drew reunion.
Yeah.
And she's with the original 16 and Pregnant girls, the Teen Mom stars, Macy and Leah and Sarah and Caitlin. And the thing is, those girls are like uber famous now. They are like the girls, these girls almost aspire to be. It's so weird to me that these girls like post pictures with them and then they say, "Oh, like Macy was so nice to me." It's like they act like they're celebrities. Like, I don't know. It's just so weird to me.
Yep.
They kind of are.
See, I made a good point and you guys are complaining.
What was your point other than that you like Jamie?
She looked hot.
Did I mention I like her shoes?
Oh, Lord.
I'm glad you like your shoes.
They were really nice. You would like them.
Oh, Ed. Oh, yeah.
They would look good on you, Maria.
Stop while you're ahead, Ed. Stop while you're ahead.
Positive.
Mm-hmm. Positive. Mm-hmm. Very positive.
Positive.
Okay, so let's get into our predictions and preview for next week. We saw Kayla, and obviously, and now, just from the preview, we already know what's so different about her. Is the fact that she was anorexic.
Mari, you gotta wait for the cue, honey. Wait for the cue.
You never play the music.
What do you mean? It's playing right now.
Couple episodes, so I went ahead.
No way. I always play the cue.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Well, it's over now.
Oh, I'm sorry. The last couple episodes, I say, where's the music? Where's the, like, creepy, futuristic music? And it doesn't play. So this time, Mari, I assumed it wouldn't play.
Mari, review all podcast, and you will notice that I always play the predictions bumper. So now get into predictions.
Prediction.
Okay, well, the last couple episodes, I swear I have not heard it, but I'm sorry we missed the music, everyone. But so what do you guys think about next week? Basically, she's anorexic, which I think is something interesting to highlight because this does happen to pregnant women. They deal and struggle with their body issues when they've had body issues in the past. So I didn't think this would happen to someone so young, but it's interesting to highlight.
It was scary, just downright scary. And the little clip that they showed was graphic. They showed the baby coming out of the C-section. I mean, it was just really scary. When you look at her face, she had a neck brace on after they had taken her to the emergency room or whatever, and you could see in her eyes. I had an experience with someone who was oxygen deprived, and they needed to get immediate medical care. And you could see in her face that was, you know, she was not just nauseous, but she wasn't getting the things that her body needs to stay alive. And there she is in labor at the same time. So it was a very scary, a scary episode coming up, I think.
I agree. I'm scared.
And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the mom was like urging her to diet right in the weeks after she gave birth.
Yeah. I think, and that's the revelation of the source for the anorexia probably. You know, it was the mom's body image being applied to the daughter there.
Ugh. That's all I have to say.
In America,
ugh,
baby.
Yeah.
It's sad, but you know what? I'm glad MTV is doing an episode on it because it's something that girls deal with.
Of course.
Okay, technical question.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for joining me this week. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Mari.
And as always, Isabel and Ed, I love the debate.
Always great.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.